the angels promised, the shepherds found the baby lying in a feeding box. When they saw him, they explained what the angels had said about this child. Everyone was surprised when they heard what the shepherds told them, and Mary continued to think about these things, trying to understand what they meant. The shepherds went back to their sheep, praising God and thanking him for everything they had seen and heard. It was just as the angel had told them. When the baby was 8 days old, he was circumcised, as the law of Moses commanded, and he was named Jesus. This name was given by the angel before the baby began to grow inside Mary. All this happened during the time when King Herod was king. After Jesus was born, some magi from the east came to Jerusalem. They asked people, when King Herod heard about this, it upset him as well as everyone else in Jerusalem. Herod called a meeting of all the leading Jewish priests and teachers of the law. He asked them where the Messiah would be born. They answered,
"In the town of Bethlehem in Judah, just as the prophet wrote, 'Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, you are important among the rulers of Judah. Yes, a ruler will come from you, and that ruler will lead Israel, my people.'"
Then Herod had a private meeting with the Magi from the east. He learned from them the exact time they first saw the star. Then he sent them to Bethlehem. He said,
"Go and look carefully for the child. When you find him, come and tell me. Then I can go and worship him too."
After the Magi heard the king, they left. Herod didn't want another king taking over from him. He planned for his soldiers to kill this new king. Meanwhile, the Magi saw the same star they'd seen in the east, and they followed it. The star went before them until it stopped above the place where Jesus was. They were very happy and excited to see the star had finally come to rest.
"All of you were given a paper gift on the way in. As well as their own gifts, the Magi will present your gifts to Jesus too. The choir will sing a song for you to give you a chance to write your message. Then the wise men will collect the gifts while we sing a carol. Please have them ready, as these men believe they are kings and aren't used to be kept waiting."